Don't yell at me. I'm very sensitive today.
Austin just did a line.
What?
Oh God.
I need to shave. Jesus.
Oh my God, poor Jason. What happened to you?
Thanks, Jesus.
No, you just look so sad just now.
I look sad. I need a haircut and I need to shave. Sorry if it looks depressed.
No, where's your headband? Someone get him the
Oh, I don't even
headband.
know where that is. I need to bring it back though. My hair is getting a little long.
Bring back the headband.
I've
Yeah.
missed you, Jason.
It's been a while.
I've missed the voice of reason.
Going to need somebody, whoever's editing this, to just play like Return of the Mac when I'm being introduced.
Return of the Mac. Oh my God.
I don't know what that means.
What the? You don't know Return of the Mac? What?
No.
Oh my
Nope.
God,
Like
Mikey.
he's a horrible gay. So here we are. I'm sorry. I'm such a bitch right now. I will be nice and
Return of
seen.
Mac. Oh my God.
It is my birthday month. I should not have to be this stressed out.
Yay.
When is your actual birthday?
Tomorrow.
Next Saturday.
Next
Next
Saturday.
Seventeenth. 17th. Seventeenth. 17th.
You might have a birthday buddy, because CJ is gonna be here probably at least by the 20th. So you'll have like a,
Oh.
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, bless your heart. You're gonna have a
Jeez.
Gemini. So I don't know what to tell
I'd
you
rather
about
a
that.
Gemini than a fucking Cancer. God, their
That's
fucking
true.
logo or whatever
I
is a snake.
know, right?
Yeah.
Gosh. They're named after a disease. Like,
And
what's
their
that
stock
about?
is, it's a crab with a 69 sideways. Like, what the fuck?
Well, what is everybody? Jason, what are you? You're Leo?
December 21st. So
Oh, you're
that's either like,
Sagittarius.
so it's like, but sometimes it's Capricorn or something, depending on what thing. I don't know. It's
I think
weird.
Capricorn starts on the 22nd because I'm a
Okay.
Capricorn.
I gotcha.
Okay.
I don't do that kind of stuff because I'm a white, straight male.
He's a good Christian boy.
Exactly. I'm part of the Duggar family, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
I fell asleep watching a movie on Amazon Prime, and that fucking documentary popped up when I woke up. I was like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
No, the daughter was on there. She didn't want them recording the birth of her first son, but they had no choice. And then apparently the father like took all the royalties and didn't pay any of the kids.
Oh shit.
I'm like, well, you only had 25 fucking kids. Does everyone get $5? Like, what'd you expect?
Yeah.
All right, but who's hosting for real?
You can host, or Jason can host, or I can host,
Well,
or
Jason, this
Austin
is
can
your
host.
movie.
Oh, yeah, Jason, this is your movie.
My only thing is I may have to leave a little bit earlier.
All right, fine.
That's
I'll
my
leave.
only, if it had been, I would have, but I'm just, I don't know.
It's my fault.
What a sign I am?
Austin's a Libra.
No.
Are you a Taurus?
No.
A raging bull?
Austin's an Aquarius.
No, I'm an Aries.
Oh,
I don't know the traits.
April.
March.
March. Okay, so your birthday just passed.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we
No.
sent you something. Yeah.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah.
You know what? Shut
It
up.
did just
Shut up
pass.
to
I'm
all of you.
33. God
I have
damn.
all of you assholes on my phone. I know all of your birthdays. I know all of your addresses. And so when you get like random things in the
Hey.
mail,
Who's yelling?
Like the box and stuff?
It's the dogs. Hang on, let me go close the door.
Was a human voice, sir.
Oh, I can't hear. I have headphones on. Hang on. I'm getting up and I'm not letting y'all see my underwear.
Damn it.
All right. So I'll go ahead and do it.
I will host next time I'm on an episode, I promise.
No, I mean, it's fine. I just thought you'd want to because you like this one.
One, two, three.
This is Slashers, your new favorite podcast about your new favorite horror media. My name is Abe. And with me, as always, are my esteemed colleagues, co-hosts, and cohorts, my lovely daddies of Slashers podcast. We've got Jason.
Hello.
We have Mikey, my boo-boo.
Hi, guys.
Oh, yes, happy Pride. And we have our daddy-to-be, Austin from Frightmares.
Yes, hello. How's it going?
All right, so the boys already said hello to the mutant goons from beyond. And so today is our second episode of our June month, which was supposed to be like slasher type fathers slash pride. So if we've got any gay things coming in here, you know why.
Gay for Lance Henriksen.
Yes. Who
Bad
isn't?
dentures and all. Yes.
Who, by the way, is 48 filming this movie? Lance Henriksen was born in 1940, and this film came out in 1988. He was 48, and I was like, you know what? He totally gets some. I'm just
And
saying.
he's still alive, too. He's still kicking.
He's in his 80s now, and he's one hot daddy. He still looks good. I go, who is feeding this man? Like, he's still with us, and Bill Paxton isn't. It's like, what is going on in the universe? Like, okay. Which I would like them both to stay here. So today we are getting into the film right away. We're going to talk about 1988's Pumpkinhead, if you didn't realize, because it could have been any number of films. It could have been Near Dark, because we're talking about Lance Henriksen. It could have been Aliens.
Terminator.
Could have been any of these Lance Henriksen films. However, we are doing Pumpkinhead because it is a very father-forward film. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Oh, absolutely. The whole thing is about a father's guilt. And I don't know, this first time I watched it, probably since I've had a kid, it hits different. Yeah. I used to just like not even care about the part where the little kid dies. And I was like, fuck you, movie. You're making me feel things I don't want to feel right now. I'm not going to wake up my kid, like hug him, love on him real quick, go back to sleep.
And I remember this as a kid because, of course, we've seen this movie a long time ago and recently for the show. But the kid's death isn't really that impactful because it just looks like he was sideswiped by the road, the bike. I was like, I don't think he would die from that. They should have, like, I don't know, made it a little more visceral, even though it's kind of fucked up. But like, it just seemed like the kid might have been pushed over by the bike.
And he's sitting there breathing and blinking too. So you're like, I think he's okay. And then he doesn't make it. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. He obviously died of boredom.
I don't know how close any of the hospitals are from where this super rural area, even though it's
that's what I was thinking too. I was like, why didn't they just go to the hospital?
Yeah. I mean, it's clearly Southern California, but the movie is supposed to be super rural with like all these dirt people around. I don't even know what that's about.
Dirt people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mayim Bialik amongst them. And it's funny that you say that, Jason, because I actually did some research today and I was thinking of you when I did it because I was like, where is this movie supposed to be? Because it's filmed in LA. But where is it supposed to, like, quote, take place? And apparently it's North Carolina. So.
Yeah, hey. So bad. But like, other than like the creepy cemetery part, like nothing about this landscape was like North Carolina at all.
Does North Carolina have swamps?
I mean, yeah, there's some, well, not a whole lot. There are some kind of wetlands, but that's more of a coastal thing. But you see kind of like mountains and hills. The mountains here do not look, are not arid like that at all. Like they're forest, heavily forested places.
Yeah,
I was, because I was wondering also where it took place. But then like we go to the witch's house and it's like a swamp witch and I was like, okay, well maybe it's like somewhere in the southeast, but I guess it's North Carolina and y'all's notorious swamps.
Yeah, exactly, the big swamp lands of we do have a place called Dismal Swamp, and yes, it's called Dismal because it is dismal. That was why they named it that. But there's also like I think that's where the Venus flytraps are, so that's nice. And if you go anywhere near those Venus flytraps in the wild, they will fuck you up. Like, I'm talking about, like, forest rangers. They are, like, crazy protected.
So you can't touch it.
You know, if like, a ranger sees you touch a Venus flytrap in the wild because they're endangered, like, that's just a massive ticket that they will fuck you up and arrest you for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, like, one of, like, few places in the world where they actually grow. So, yeah, they're kind of a big deal.
That's interesting. That is so interesting. Honestly, I never knew where they grew to begin with. So I didn't even think they were native to America.
Yeah, it seems weird. It seems more like the Amazonian thing, maybe, but no.
Yeah.
North Carolina, they have fly traps. We're proud of them.
Imagine that.
Yeah. It's also, like, I know they say it's supposed to be in North Carolina, but it never says it at any point in the movie. It could have just been anywhere, some sort of super rural area where there's nobody around. I mean, you can't even buy beer at this place.
It really vibe like Louisiana, honestly, except for like the desert where they're like, you know, doing the dirt bikes, but like the swamp stuff, I was like, this vibes like Louisiana, but no, it's
And that wasn't really desert though. That is kind of like a southern type woodsy area, because like in Texas, we have that kind of thing, but it's not necessarily a desert. It's just like a landing of nothingness and then the trees encompass it. But yeah, I mean, whatever. The kid got pushed over by a bike and then he dies. Next.
Well, okay, so this is the issue with this one, because I, you know, I've seen it before and it does make me cry. So maybe I just have like a motherly instinct that I always feel so bad for the little boy. And I feel bad for all the little, you know, backwoods or backwater children that are just kind
the
of...
dirt kids, as Jason.
Dirt people. Yeah. Dirt farmers doing things in the dirt. Who knows what they do? They have a pig at some point. They need feed. Buckflower playing not a bum or a drunk for like the first time ever. He actually has to do a little bit of acting besides like just like the guy on the side of the street being super drunk. So good for him.
And that's why I'm like, where the fuck is Doug? Like, Buck Flower is like his favorite person. He's not here with this movie. So to get into a little bit, so we're talking about 1988's Pumpkinhead. We've got the tagline of the film. It's cruel, devious, pure as venom, all hell's broken loose. And then the other tagline is a grim fairy tale. So boys, I don't know if y'all knew, but this is actually based on a poem written by Ed Justin. And they decided to make a, or write a screenplay and create the film for Pumpkinhead. So would you like to hear the poem really quick?
Age, you know I do.
Absolutely.
Give it to us.
Oh, this is a fun poem. So the film itself is about, after a tragic accident, a man conjures up a towering, vengeful demon called Pumpkinhead to destroy a group of unsuspecting teenagers, which they all look like they're 25, 30. So I don't know who the fuck wrote that tagline. But
it's a weird poem.
Yeah. So the poem itself.
Oh, that wasn't the poem.
No, that was not the poem. That was the recapitation, sir. Oh. So just so you know what the name of the movie is. So apparently the poem starts off like this. Keep away from Pumpkinhead unless you're tired of living. His enemies are mostly dead. He's mean and unforgiving. Laugh at him and you're undone, but in some dreadful fashion, vengeance he considers fun and plans it with a passion. Time will not erase or blot a plot that he has brewing. It's when you think that he's forgot, he'll conjure your undoing. Bolted doors and windows barred, guard dogs prowling in the yard, won't protect you in your bed, nothing will. From Pumpkinhead. How fun is that?
I like that.
He's the biggest squash on the block.
Well, that's actually technically a gourd, okay, Mikey?
Oh, my gourd, Jason.
If you can't tell, I grew up farming, so I know these kind of things. I was also a dirt person, so I can say it. I watched Pumpkinhead 2 today, and the sheriff actually says bolted doors and windows barred. I was like, oh, there's a poem.
A Pumpkinhead 2, Blood Wings.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Such
Ashes
a great title.
Ashes and Blood Feud are actually very bad movies, though.
Well, Lance Hendrickson's in 4.
Yeah, he is. I wish he hadn't been.
I couldn't get past like 15 minutes. But anyways, we're talking about 1.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Yes, we're 1. So part 2 actually is very good. But when you think about part 1, so this is Stan Winston's directorial debut. And like, how amazing is Stan Winston? We have all of his effects that he's done from like how many fucking movies? We've got.
Man's got 4 Oscars.
4 Academy Awards. Yeah. And he's best known for Terminator, Jurassic Park, Aliens, The Thing, Predator and Predators, Inspector Gadget, Iron Man, Edward Scissorhands, Friday the 13th Part 3, Austin's favorite. The Entity. This I did not know. And I was like, this is so cool. I don't know why. Because I like sticks, but I don't love sticks. But he designed the Mr. Roboto mask for sticks. And I'm like, oh my God.
Like, oh, the band.
Yes, the band.
I just imagine him sitting in his workshop going, Domo Origato, Mr. Roboto. And then Tom Woodruff being in the back room going, Domo, Domo.
What is it? My favorite stick song, I think, is Babe. And like, it's nothing to do with Mr. Roboto. So
I always think of Sailing Away from that South Park. Because every time some of us start singing it,
I always think of Sticks because remember in Big Daddy, that was like Adam Sandler's favorite band. I'm like, of all
the bands, yeah.
Sticks.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways, there was that. And then he also directed A Gnome Named Norm. Isn't that like Jake's like
Yeah, movie? I think Jake stands that movie, I believe. It is not a good movie. I'm surprised he went from this to A Gnome Named Norm. And he also did like a Michael Jackson, at least I think 1 or 2 Michael Jackson music videos. But that's really all he did directing wise. He really just kind of stayed in his makeup effects lane, which I mean, fine. He's obviously one of the best.
Yeah, and it's interesting because even with this one, he didn't really supervise what they were doing with Pumpkinhead because he was directing, which you know, makes sense. He had a lot to do, so good for him. I think that, you know, I think the strongest part of Pumpkinhead is not just the movie itself, but the fact that the monster is all practical. And, you know, for being in 1988, the film doesn't look like it was shot in 1988. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but it feels like it. I watched it on Tubi. And it feels very like the production value is actually pretty decent versus like, you know, when I was watching Puppet Master in the 90s. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's really no comparison between the two as far as like what one of them was done, handled very well, and Puppet Master was just like, hey, let's just shoot out this toy movie so we can make some money.
Like, I mean, it's still a good movie,
but
you can tell, like, you feel like what is dated. Like, I feel like Pumpkinhead was still stands the test of time. And then, of course, you know, you get Maya Bialik just popping in there as a little kid, and I'm watching her. I go, oh my God, it's fucking Blossom running around in the.
It is future host of Jeopardy, Maya Bialik.
Yes, / Amy Farrah Fowler of The Big Bang Theory. This is her first movie, by the way. Could you imagine? Yes, my first movie, I was in Pumpkinhead. I was one of the dirt children, as Jason would say.
She was one of the dirt?
She's part of the dirt. But yeah, I had a budget of $3.5 million. It grossed $4.4 million. But there's a lot of actually like fun trivia with this. One of them being the fact that Lance Henriksen, like, I remember kept thinking his teeth look like shit this whole movie. And then I was like, oh, because he had a set of dentures made so he could look like a backwater person.
Yeah, from where I'm from, you know, which is apparently the place where this movie is based in. There's a lot of older people who don't have perfect teeth. Lance Henriksen, being an actor, he kind of has to have perfect teeth. So it makes sense why he would make his own dentures to make him look kind of like a buck tooth.
Mm-hmm.
You remember in Dennis the Menace where Mr. Wilson gets the chiclets for his front teeth?
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson.
That's kind of like what it reminded me of. It wasn't quite as pronounced, but yeah, when he has the chiclets and he takes a picture next to his orchid or whatever.
Oh, the orchid died.
Yeah, and only, you know, like it only blooms once every 10 years or something, like maybe even more than that.
What I know, that wasn't that Christopher, who was the bad guy, was
from Back to the Future. What's his face?
Yeah, it was Doc was the
yeah
creepy.
It was Doc. He was
Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd. He stabs that kid's apple.
Yeah, he does.
Oh my God, that was
now I have movie. To watch that. I haven't seen that in forever. Oh my
that
God,
that movie is horrifying. I don't know why we never talk about that movie. That movie's pretty scary because he's fucking scary in that movie. I he scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, he probably came from this family. He looked like a dirt person.
He was a dirt person.
He was also a dirt person.
He escaped Pumpkinhead and moved on to a little suburban town.
Terrorizing children.
Where Leah Thompson is the mother for some reason. So there was one, I think that it's interesting to say because they consider this to be low budget, right? So I was actually reading a comment from somebody who had said that when I revisit Pumpkinhead after all these years, I realized that it was done in 87, all in camera, and for only $3 million. It amazed at how much movie there is. I think it is really impressive example of a first-time director's work and is still used as a model for low-budget films. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, the puppet itself, is it a puppet? Is there a man in it? Like, I
yeah,
don't...
Tom Woodruff Jr., who has also done a lot of work with Stan Winston and stuff. He was the guy that was inside the Puppet Master thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was the one that was snatching up that kid out of the trees in the first one. That kill rips. I had forgotten that happened, and I was like, oh, that is awesome. Because I guess the budgets got cheaper and cheaper, so they don't really see, you know, Pumpkinhead climbing trees and, like, almost kind of like cat-like in this movie. Doesn't he speak in this movie, too? Doesn't he say something?
Yeah, he does. I feel like he makes noise, and they were saying that this is the only one he speaks in, but I watched it twice because I was trying to think of it, and he's making noises.
Sure. That kind of cicada, that creepy cicada noise, but I don't really ever hear him speak. Which,
what is that? What is that? Because they also do that in the Babadook, I'm pretty sure, where they use like cicadas when the Babadook's on screen. Is that just like a horror trope or something? Because I've seen it a few times.
No, that's just a shitty kid crying for an hour and a half in the movie. I'm sorry. I know it's Pride Month and I shouldn't make fun of Pride movies, but I do not like the Babadook.
Most people don't. I'm alone on liking that one, so it's fine.
Listen, you know what's horrifying is that she was trying to use her vibrator and that little creepy ass kid jumped in the bed. I'm sorry.
I forgot
get
about
the
that.
Fuck away from me when I'm with it. Yeah. You know,
when you're tooting your own horn.
Exactly. You know, 5 fucking minutes, you little weirdo. Like, why are you in my bed? Anyway,
just
sorry.
Be normal.
I don't have children. I don't know if you guys can tell.
Motherfuckers.
Well, speaking of children, one thing that this movie did that I kind of thought was weird, because you talked about the guy that gets tucked up into the trees by Puppet Head, is the people that he kills first were like the ones that actually tried to help the little boy.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's kind of fucked up.
I think there's a lot of like plot holes with this one, only because I feel like, okay, so this is where I'm going to juxtapose it with part two, right? Because part two, they all deserve it, right?
Yeah.
And this one, like, the only one who deserves it is the shitty fucking...
The guy that hit him.
I wrote his name down because I fucking hated him so much.
And your name is Joel. That, like, don't name your kids Joel. That's the worst name.
He needs to be cool and go by Joel. My name is Joel.
No, Joel is just like a douchebaggery name, right? Like, hi guys.
Sorry to all our Joel listeners.
I'm Joel Smith. Anyways, I don't know. Like, I just feel like, my name is
Check
Joel.
Out my sweet leather jacket as I kill this kid real quick.
I know. I'm number 65 on the football team.
and then promptly runs away because he's like, I'm drunk. I'm going to get in trouble. Bye.
Like, bye.
It was pretty hilarious, though, where like he was first getting on his bike and his brother or whatever was like, he's pretty talented. She's like, nah, he's just a douchebag.
Like, well, he's a pretty talented douchebag.
He's like, nah, he's just a douchebag. And she's like taking pictures. I was like, you know what? This girl gets it. This girl gets it.
She did. You know, the sad thing, and that's what I'm saying, I don't think any of them, they were all very remorseful except for him, right? And then he like locks two of them in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then they like get, like the one guy gives them a hug later, like, oh, I'm gonna comfort you. Like, fuck that fucking guy. I would have just taken his ass out to Pumpkinhead. Like, here he is.
Yeah.
Have fun.
That wood kid is like, I'll take the blame for it. They'll give me a slap on the wrist. I'm like, dude, you committed manslaughter. Like, it was an accident. Everybody knows an accident, but you're gonna pull some time for this. Like, regardless if you were drinking or not, they're not gonna give you a slap on the wrist.
No, but it's true, and that's what I'm saying is like, I don't know how like things happened in the 80s either, because I feel like this was like a prevalent thing, and like people used to always talk about this. When I was younger, like older, like boomer people would say, oh, you know, we used to drive home drunk all the time. And the cop would just pull you over and tell you to stop and let you go home. And I'm like, what?
I remember it blowing my mind too when my dad was saying, was like, yeah, one for the road literally meant you drink one real quick so you don't lose your buzz by the time you get home. And that was a thing. I was like, well, what? I thought it was kind of a joke. He's like, no, it was a serious thing. You could blow like 0.12 or something in North Carolina for a while and you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Like, this is really
well, and that's
drunk driving has only been illegal like for not that long.
It's not even, and the sad thing about all of it is that it's not even an issue, right? And, you know, the state makes so much money off of all the fines and all the people who are constantly, especially Florida, especially, you know, Central Florida. Yeah, and so really, they don't give a fuck that you're drinking and driving. What they care about is making money off of you. And so, I mean, either way, you shouldn't do it. Like, we're not condoning this at all, people. I just want you to know this.
No, he says you should drink and drive.
I mean, this movie was made in 87, and based off my Google search, it says that drinking and driving became illegal in all 50 states in 1988.
Oh, well, there you go. They have
this guy
would
have been in the clear.
Exactly. That's why that kid was like, okay, I'll say it was me. And you know, and the thing is like, you know, Rebecca Gayhart got in trouble a lot for running over that kid, and I don't think she was drunk, but she hit that kid and she killed him, right?
Well, so did Brandy, and Brandy got in trouble for, but she wasn't drunk, but she killed someone with her car.
Oh my god. Yeah. Brandy too.
The guy who co-wrote Pulp Fiction, yeah, he was drunk and he killed somebody.
Oh my god. Okay, well, you know, people just do these kinds of things. Like, I don't even, anyways, this is why we have Uber now, everybody. So
exactly.
Yeah,
I'm Lyft for life though. Uber, fuck Uber, I'm Lyft for, I'm Lyft for life.
So apparently the costume that Florence Shuffler wore as Haggis, that costume, that Haggis, that's the witch, right?
Yeah
the hag.
65 pounds.
Oh my god, it's like putting me on top of you.
I know. So how was Henrietta? Like, I'm thinking, because I was thinking, like, immediately thought of Sam Raimi's brother, Ted Raimi, wearing the Henrietta costume.
Sure.
In Evil Dead 2. How much did that weigh? Of course, Doug isn't here, so we don't know.
That was probably heavier, because that was just, like, she was, like, wide, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, she was a portly woman.
Yeah. And also, but I don't know, Haggis had hair on her face. First time I realized that Haggis had hair on her face.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a hag.
Yeah, she is a hag.
It was like sticking out of her chin.
Yeah.
Her chinny chin chin.
And you only saw her in profile for the most part, too.
Oh, bless her heart.
Ed Harley.
I know. Why does she know his whole name? Like, why do we need to say the whole name? Just say She's Eddie. Rich. Say hi, Eddie.
What up? What you doing, Ed? How's it hanging?
But I do. I honestly, I feel like for what it is, you know. Oh, Anne Rice was a fan of this movie, by the way, which I thought was hilarious.
Is she born again, or is she back on her her regular like vampire shit?
Well, she's dead. She's so dead. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So, well, hopefully she was born again by this time.
Oh, have you read one of her born again books? Because she was talking about eunuchs and boys getting their dicks chopped off, and I was like, I can't read this. And I put it. I know.
I'm good on that.
She had some kind of epiphany. I don't know what it was. But no, she was a fan of Pumpkinhead, which I honestly, again, this is not a bad movie. So
it's
like,
really good. I feel like it gets slipped on. You know, like everybody knows Pumpkinhead. But I don't know if everybody's really seen Pumpkinhead, you know?
I feel like in our age group, it's considered a classic. But I think it's been lost with the younger generation.
Yeah.
And there's no reason for it, to be honestly, because the younger generation, they're just as big as douchebags as these kids on the dirt bikes. So fuck it.
Well, but also there's so many movies out there these days that it's like, you know.
But the practical effects in here still hold up now. Like, and they're so well done. The puppet itself, like, it's why I put the puppet behind me, because I just think that the puppet itself is just so like visceral. Like, you know. And the reason that he's called Pumpkinhead, for those of you listening, if you've never seen it, it's not because he has a pumpkin on his head. He's not that weird guy with the leotard with the pumpkin thing on
I wish.
With his dick out.
I'm David S. Pumpkins.
David S. Pumpkin. No, it's not Tom Hanks. Okay. It's like he grows out of the pumpkin patch. So that's why he's Pumpkinhead.
I mean, the back of his head is kind of bulbous. So like it could kind of work, but
yeah. It sort of looks kind of like an alien creature, which is makes sense because Stan Winston also worked on aliens. But, you know, also, like, he gets the drool that the aliens gave him to.
Yeah. Looks just like
he's,
that.
He's a demon, Jason. Yeah. We're not going to be talking about fake things like aliens. He's a demon.
True. Very true.
With Pumpkinhead, I'm so glad that we did this one because I don't understand why we haven't done more of it. And I was actually, when I was doing my research, I saw that Mark Patrick Carducci, one of the writers of the screenplay, was inspired by Mario Bava, and I sort of see that. Do you guys see that?
Sure. Some of the set pieces, especially with Twitch of the Death Nerve, some of the set pieces for kills there, I was like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. It is definitely a sleeper hit, only because even when I was young, like, my mom saw it, but, like, it still wasn't a horror movie that was widely talked about. Even, like, you know, when you're in a horror community and, you know, you're reading Fangoria talking about all these horror movies, they don't really mention it that much. And maybe it's because the newer ones that came out recently might have killed it for some people. Yeah. But I remember, I don't know if this was the first one or the second one, but do y'all remember, because it's gone through a couple of different poster arts, but there's one which it's like animated and he's like coming out of the floor with the hand.
Yes, that's Pumpkinhead 2.
Is it 2?
Yeah, I remember that poster being at my video store.
Yeah,
forever.
That used to scare the shit out of me when I used to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, and that part poster. 2 is so good. Part 2 is just, I mean, because I remember part 2 more than I do 1.
Yeah. But I don't think I've seen part 2.
It's actually, it's on YouTube. Somebody's got it, somebody ripped it on YouTube. It's a VHS rip, I think. So it's, if you don't want a super high quality, but it's a, honestly, as far as, like, you know, direct-to-video sequels that came out a lot, you know, it's one of the best ones, like that, or Night of the Demons 2.
Is it called, like, Blood Wings?
Yeah, Blood Wings.
By Tampax?
It has the kid from Return of the Living Dead Part 3, the boy.
Yeah, got Soleil Moon Frye in it as well.
Punky Brewster's in
Sailor
it.
Sailor Moon Fries.
So we have Blossom and Punky Brewster part of the Pumpkinhead franchise. Hello. Mm.
Yeah. Are we going to bring Pippi Longstocking into this one just for the third one?
I don't know.
Dirt children.
I didn't even see past 3, so I didn't even know there were 2 more until you told me. But there's actually a comic book.
Yeah, I saw that. I never read any of them. I guess it probably came out in the 90s. There's also a video game for the sequel.
Yeah, I saw there was a video game as well. So, yeah. I mean, it did well enough to spawn all of that at least. So that's pretty good.
Well, who would win, Pumpkinhead or Ash Williams?
Does Ash know that he has to kill Lance Henriksen in order to kill Pumpkinhead? Does he seem smart enough to figure that out?
Yeah.
No, he probably doesn't. He's, even though he works at S-Mart, he's not that smart.
Does he have the chainsaw hand and I'm blanking. The shotgun. Yeah, the boomstick. Does he have both of those? Or is it just Ash? Okay. Then maybe. If it's Ash from, you know, Evil Dead 1, probably not.
But... Evil Dead 2 Ash, though. What about Army of Darkness?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Army of Darkness Ash? Probably.
I was thinking Ash versus Evil Dead Ash would probably be best up against this one.
He's got the mechanical hand in that one.
Yeah.
Actually, you know who would really... murder Pumpkinhead is the main character from Evil Dead Rise. I don't even know that bitch's name.
Hey, stop, stop. I haven't seen it yet. No spoilers.
I'm just trolling Jade. I mean, Jade. Aid.
Jade?
Jade.
Who the fuck is Jade?
Who is Jade?
It's Jason and Aid put together.
It's your favorite. That's what I figured, yeah.
Beyond.
I'm trolling both of y'all, so it's Jade.
Jade.
Well, hey, I mean, the entire point of the first season of Ash vs. Evil Dead is getting him to Jacksonville, Florida, AIDS country.
Austin's in my country, poor Austin.
No, we're far away from Jacksonville. I don't associate with those fucking weirdos.
Jacksonville's too far north. It can snow up there sometimes, right?
Jacksonville is the biggest city in the South. Let that sit in for a little bit. The biggest city in the South is Jacksonville, Florida. Yes.
God, help them.
Followed by Charlotte, North Carolina.
Woo! No, thank you. That and Daytona, pass.
Little Daytona's NASCAR.
Oh my God!
NASCAR. I don't leave Texas, so y'all can do whatever y'all want to.
No. Yeah, that's fine. Don't ever, just don't come to Florida unless you're visiting.
Stay in Texas, yeah. No, I mean you can come visit us in Central Florida, but I wouldn't go anywhere else. Maybe the Keys.
Literally the only place the governor is declaring war on is Central Florida.
Yeah, I know. He can come for us all he wants, but he's been eating too much heartburn shit, so I don't think he's going to make it, honestly. Yeah. I'm just waiting for him to get so mad he just drops dead one day. Remember that teacher in Daria? Remember? He used to get so mad his eye would pop out?
Yeah.
That's fucking DeSantis.
Yeah. The next time Trump tweets about something, they keep saying Trump's going to start calling him Little D. And I'm like, okay, that's what's going to finally get DeSantis over the edge of just aneurysm.
Exactly. So what are you going to do? Anyways, not to get to totally political. So the last thing I have of trivia that I have for Pumpkinhead right now is the fact that actually there is the Misfits released a song titled Pumpkinhead back in '99. Whatever.
How does it go?
I don't know. I'm not a Misfits fan.
We'll have to call Jake up for that one.
Call Jake. Jerry Only's running around with his little spike in his face, or what's the other one? Mother, what's his name?
Danzig.
Yeah, they can all die. Fuck them. Whatever.
Hey, I got some trivia for you if you'd like to hear a little fun fact.
Ooh, yes, yes.
Okay,
please.
So the dog in this movie is named Gypsy. And fun fact, she or he, I'm not sure what gender the dog is, was also in Gremlins 4 year prior as Barney.
Yes, he was.
And that's did all, yeah, same dog, and did all their own stunts for Gremlins as well. So that's fun. I was like, I like that.
I mean, party up in the Christmas lights.
Yeah, same dog. And his or her name is Mushroom in real life. So
his name is Mushroom.
His name is Mushroom in real life.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's dead by now, but that's cute.
What? Wow.
What?
It's true. I mean, all right. Yeah, he would be older than I am. So
that's true. Yeah. Okay. You just made it so real, Mikey. Man.
Sorry. R.I.P. Mushroom.
He's a cute dog, Mushroom. He growled at Pumpkinhead in the movie.
He did make the little boy die, so, you know.
It is partly his fault, yeah, but you can't sue a dog for manslaughter.
I will say that the guy that was a douchebag is very handsome, so good for him.
Oh, he can fix him. There he is.
I know. Another toxic man, but then would be strung up in the tree with Pumpkinhead and, like, dropped onto a rock, so that would be my life.
Also, when this kid, like, finally, like, halfway through, when he's got his shotgun next to the window, he's like, hey, guys, I think I'm going to turn myself in. I'm like, now? There's been three people that are dead because of a demon. Now you're going to turn yourself in? Little shit.
Like, to who? Who the fuck are you going to turn yourself? You can't even find the hospital. Like, what is going
on? It's so funny because he's like, I'm a fuck up. I've always been a fuck up, but not anymore. And I'm like, it only took killing a kid to figure that out.
You're already on probation. You didn't figure it out then?
Good God. What the fuck, man?
And that's the thing, though. They tried to redeem this character, and for what? There was no reason, because they ended up killing him anyway.
No, he should have. He should have stayed bad the entire time. Like, it was like, no, I was like, no, fuck you, Joel, die. And he does die.
Joel.
And good riddance.
Joel, you fuck.
Well, oh my goodness. there is, I don't know if it's still going on, but there are rumors that Paramount Players is planning a remake of Pumpkinhead.
Yeah.
So we could be looking forward to Bulbous Gourdhead attacking.
What if they stick Lance Henriksen in a Pumpkinhead suit like Sigourney Weaver in Aliens, you know? Yeah.
Yes.
And that's who Pumpkinhead is in the reboot.
Okay.
I'm for it.
I am emailing Paramount Plus right now.
Get them on the horn.
I don't have a pitch. I saw they announced that in 2021, so it's probably dead in the water at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And with that writer strike going on, they've got bigger things to worry about than Pumpkinhead.
Yeah. And you know what? He's 80, so we can't keep pussyfooting around. Lance Henriksen won't be with us very long.
No.
Hey, Harrison Ford just did another Indiana Jones movie. Lance Henriksen, he can do it. I have faith.
Yeah. Just making the costume like build in where it has like a mechanical scooter in it. So it's like when he's moving around.
He just pulls up on a rascal.
Has there been a slasher who's differently abled? Has that been a thing? Because we need that. That's what this generation needs. Gen Z needs to get that in the can somewhere.
A differently abled killer? I don't know if that's going to go well.
Jason, he was deformed.
He was a mongoloid. Can I say that?
Jason had a learning disability. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think Michael was a little off too.
I mean,
he was just crazy.
He had a crazy family. Didn't like him.
I think what Jason means is we need a killer in a wheelchair.
Yeah, or like Jimmy from South Park. I think he could be a good slasher.
Jimmy.
The stand up. He goes to stand up, and then he kills the crowd, and then he literally kills the crowd. You know.
Yeah. Or maybe Jimmy could just be our next slasher. Then we can.
Jimmy.
No, there are like most of them are kind of there's something off about them, I guess. But I think it's mostly mentally. It's never like physically, because I guess you still have to kill people. So maybe that I don't know.
Also, why did Lance Henriksen become like a B-movie actor? Why didn't he ever get any like good roles? Like, why was he after, like, I mean, he did Terminator and Aliens. He worked with James Cameron a lot. Near Dark, he's really good. How did it become like, he was like, all right, we got this shitty horror movie. Let's call up Lance, see if he's got time for it.
Honestly, I think what happens is that you make enough money to not care. And these small movies are going to pay you enough to get you through, you know, the next couple of years. Low stress, you are who you are, so they pay you more than everyone else. You do it, takes a week instead of going to like these big budget movies that take months and all this stuff. And I think once you start doing it, maybe you get kind of stuck in it.
Yeah.
But I think that's how a lot of these big celebrities from the 80s and 90s that are now doing, like, you know, the 2B movies that you're like, what are they doing that? I think it's just being comfortable and being like, cool, give me a quick paycheck, I'll do that.
Wasn't Tiffany and Debbie Gibson in some like Killer Crocodile movie on Tubi or something?
Yes, and it was amazing. And it's not on Tubi, it's a sci-fi original.
Okay.
How dare you, Jason?
That is my favorite sci-fi movie.
Was there a I think we're alone now joke in that movie?
There is.
Of course.
they jump out of a helicopter and they land in the swamp and they're walking out and Tiffany says, I think we're alone now. And then Debbie says, there doesn't seem to be anyone else around.
Perfect.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's cute.
Okay. So really quickly, 1988 was a pretty good time. So this movie, if it didn't get the recognition it deserved, it was competing in the same month as Sleepaway Camp Part 2, Halloween 4, Night of the Demons, and Party Line.
What do you think?
I have Party Line, actually.
Is that a horror movie?
It is a horror movie. It's basically, I watched it.
Like a haunted house movie?
I watched it like 20 years ago. I still have it. It's literally sitting on my shelf right now. And it's basically like you call the phone for like sex and then the person who comes like.
Listening.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like 976 Evil?
Yeah, maybe? It's kind of like that. And they come and kill you, whatever.
That's another thing everybody was like, what is this 976? Like, no, that was early 900 numbers. That's why you don't understand why that's called 976 Evil.
I was going to say 976 Evil, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Honestly, out of those movies, its real only competition, in my opinion, is going to be Night of the Demons, because the other ones, I
Halloween 4 is solid. I like Night of the Demons 2 a lot. Halloween 4 is solid.
I'll argue Halloween 4 because that was the return of Michael Myers, because Halloween 3 did so fucking badly at the box office.
But...
And with ratings.
Never mind.
Oh, no, boo-boo, it's okay. But Sleepaway Camp...
Oh, no, it's fine. Sleepaway Camp 2, don't even bring up to me. Doug. That Angela was trash. I will find Doug.
I don't want
to
hear
Springsteen sister.
The boss.
Doug and
sister.
I will get in jock straps and jello wrestle over if that movie is good or not.
All right.
I think it's fun. It's very problematic. It is so problematic, that movie. Like, when I watched it, I was like, oh.
I just remember it opens with somebody telling that story. It was like, and then she went away to get a gender transformation that our parents' taxes paid for. I was like, what?
Oh my God, did that movie take place this year?
I know.
Some things never change, right?
Seriously. But the rest of the year, we had the Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, Child's Play, The Blob, The Serpent and the Rainbow, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4, Killer Clowns, Monkey Shine, Friday 13th Part 7, our favorite with Jean Grey, Return of the Living Dead Part 2, The Lair and the White Worm, Maniac Cop, Poltergeist 3, Howling 4, Slugs, Brain Damage, Waxwork, Phantasm 2, Hellraiser 2, Dead Heat, Beetlejuice, Zombie 3, Critters 2, They Live, Dead Ringers, 976, Evil.
Here we go.
Parents, Ooh. Vampires, Chris. Kiss and Scarecrow. So
there's some good ones there.
You didn't mention one.
Aid did her homework there for everybody.
Oh, which one did I miss, Austin?
Let me blow your mind for a second. So in 1988, a movie came out called Witchery, which, if you know anything about Witchery and the subsequent movies that follow, Witchery is also called the Casa 3. And in Italy, they love the Evil Dead movies so much that they continued the story in Italy. And there's like four other movies based off of the Evil Dead in America, Witchery being the third installment. So go
Pretty
check
sure I've seen that one. And what's the other one?
David Hasselhoff and Liv Blair are in it.
I've seen that one.
It's so wacky.
And I know La Casa, like, 4 is also here. It's that movie. What's it called? I forget what it is. It doesn't matter. That's They're true. All stupid Italian crazy movies that they made for tax purposes over there.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I got the double feature from Scream Factory and watched them a while back, and they are so silly.
Also, Vampire's Kiss.
That's Nicolas Cage.
Peak Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage in that. And I was like, oh my God, have I never seen it?
Yeah, it's where that, you know, that Nicolas Cage meme with him going like,
oh, is that what that's from?
That's what that movie, that's what movie that is.
Oh, shit, okay.
He thinks he's a vampire. It's a strange, strange movie. There's some good ones here, though. Like, 976 Evil was fun. Beetlejuice, of course. Hellraiser 2 was my favorite Hellraiser movie.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah,
so
definitely
good.
Better than the first one.
Yeah, they took what was great about the first one, and they upped the budget, and they took out the schlocky, cartoony 80s bullshit they put in the part one, because they ran out of money in the first one.
Sure.
What other sequel did you say? You said another part two of a franchise. Critters 2, yes. Love Critters 2.
There's a lot of sequels this year. And the fact that I like Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4. I love that one.
Dream Master?
The Dream Master.
Yeah, Dream Child is the one. That is, yeah.
It's the last good one. The part four is the last good one.
I love Dream Child, though. I do love Dream Child. That one is good.
It's weird. And also the fact that Alice is on MILF Manor makes me uncomfortable watching it now.
Oh, yeah. I know. I hate watching. I'm like, why are you doing this, honey? Like, there's no reason for this. So, I mean, 86 minutes. I think if you've never seen Pumpkinhead, you can spare 86 minutes, not even an hour and a half.
It flies by. Too.
Yeah, but it really does hum. And like, it's a perfect like monster slasher hybrid kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere in this movie is top notch with all the fog and the trees. Like, I really, really like this movie. It's not perfect. But it's I think it's just a really, really solid, quick, fun 80s horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting. I love the dynamic between the characters, even the characters who are not important to the story, really. Everybody does their part. And so I think it's interesting because when you look at 80s films versus like, this, I guess, was considered like a schlocky movie back then. I don't know. But when you look at schlocky movies now versus back then, there was like more of a, I guess, rapport, even like with the first Puppet Master, like people had a very like, way of acting, right? Like we're versus now, we're just like, yeah, I'm in that. I mean, we're all in it. In fact, somebody was playing Trash Shoes the other day. I'm not calling out Jason, but I'm like, I hear Jason's voice. And I'm like, Jason? Is Jason here? And I'm like, who is watching Trash Shoes?
That's funny.
But I mean, I wasn't, I, you know, but I don't know. It just made me think of that. But I'm like, I think B movies, like, oh my God, I was dying and I wanted to tell you guys, but I didn't have my phone near me and I couldn't say anything. But so I don't know. I think it's solid. I think this is a great Father's Day film. Like, he is a father who is extremely, to the point where, you know, he lost his wife. He takes care of his son. The fact that this man is taking such good care of his son, even though his wife is gone, like, bless his heart.
I mean, he's doing better than the other family.
That's true.
It's just nothing but dirt farmers.
But I wouldn't have left him alone ever. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I've already lost my wife. Like, I'm never going to leave that kid alone. Like, come with me. I don't care. I'll leave the store unattended. Fuck
it's it. Such an egregious detail that he goes and he talks to his dead wife. Craves. Like, I was like, oh, quit playing on my heartstrings, Pumpkinhead. Like, I'm already devastated you dude lost his kid.
I know.
I don't need this right now. Yeah, I know you're grief-stricken.
Such emotion.
Yeah. I don't need emotions. Now I just need vengeance, okay?
His Batman.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
And it's sad because he's very conflicted because he knows. And she tells him, like, if you go down this path, you will die. Like, she tells him this. And then I think he, at some point he figures it out, and that's why he shoots himself in the head. But he doesn't do it quite right because he's still wobbling around.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did he shoot himself in the temple and he's still good? Like, what kind of gun was this? Was this a 22 and you did it at an angle? I don't know, but I live in Florida. I know my guns.
You don't need a license to carry them anymore. So there you go.
Exactly.
Thanks, Second Amendment.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, I was waiting.
Mikey was like, and I was like, yes.
Well, not just because my back hurts.
All right. Anyways.
Did you want a dad joke for this episode?
Yes, no. We're going to do a dad joke and then we can end the episode.
Mikey's like, get the fuck out of here.
Mikey! Man. Quit being right. True to our guest, Michael.
A guest, please.
Michael, oh no.
Please.
Michael.
He's okay. Already paying rent here. He's not a guest.
All right. Which is heavier, a gallon of water or a gallon of butane?
Gallon of this dick.
I don't know.
Mikey.
I'm sorry.
Anybody have a guess?
Butane.
A gallon of butane this dick.
It is. Okay. It's a gallon of water because butane is a lighter fluid.
I gotcha.
Oh, that's so stupid.
There you go. I see what you did.
I told y'all we should have skipped it.
I'm going to tell this to my kid as soon as I get out of this recording.
Yes! Yes!
I know, Jason, you're expected to bring one next week. Mikey,
I'll do the third week.
Yeah. I know, I shouldn't even be here. I am not a father, so... Why am I here? Okay.
Oh, I know why you pitched this, so you can take the month off. Like, oh yeah, I've got at least many followers on this. Let me just suggest Father's Day so I can just seamlessly step back from the podcast for a month.
Exactly. It is my birthday month after all.
Oh, here we go again.
Father's Day, even though you've already done it on this show.
Yeah, this is Father's Month, so.
Yeah, I'll have a whole fucking month, so you better enjoy it. Anyways. So, Jason, before you run away, where can you support us monetarily?
You can go to Patreon. We have our own Patreon. It's Patreon/Slashers Podcast. And you can, there's several tiers that you can donate to. And we have all kinds of things to give out for special tiers. I said that twice. So I've been playing Tears of the Kingdom on Switch a lot here recently.
Ooh, nice. Nice. Yeah.
Patreon. We have one. You should it helps us keep the lights on here.
And don't forget, everybody, that Jason loves Doritos. So if y'all want to send Doritos over to North Carolina.
They restart the vending machine.
Thank God.
Jason put a little dirty note, just like Mikey was saying. Put a note.
Yeah, I don't know who the third party vendor is who gives the stuff, but I'm like, listen here, bubs.
Bubs. That's how you know it's serious.
It was one of the dirt kids from Pumpkinhead. Is
yeah,
restocking
exactly
the machine.
What
it
is.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, and so Mikey, where can we get our coffee cans and dental dam?
You can get any purchasing pleasures of coffee cans to dental dams from Redbubble at slasherspod.redbubble.com.
Okay. All right. And Austin, what podcast do you like to peddle around here? So,
The one that's on my hat here, Frightmares Podcast. Check us out on Facebook at Frightmares, Instagram @ Frightmares Podcast, TikTok, Silver Shamrock, and Letterboxd, Dr. Proctor. So check us out.
Also on OnlyFans for DP Daddies. That's awesome.
Listen, I do feet pics, okay?
Listen, if somebody wants to pay me for feet pics, I would absolutely make an OnlyFans. Like, that would be what I would go right now.
People pay stupid money, apparently, for pictures of feet. I keep trying to convince my wife. I'm like, let me just take pictures of your feet. Just shush, let me take pictures.
Why don't you just take pictures of your feet and say they're hers? I don't know.
You'll never know.
I'm getting those old dad feet now. Like, I'm not even a dad. And I'm like,
how hairy are your toes now? Are you like a hobbit down there?
No, I have no hair like anywhere.
I know somebody where? Who steps in mayonnaise, and if you let it squirt between your toes, you get extra money.
All right, so this is enough slashes talk for the day.
Anyways, having said that, all right, don't forget to go ahead and support Doug on B-Movie TV, Doug and Yahara. They do Friday Night Action, Saturday Night Terrors, and Sundays with Grandpa Oates. And we love Doug. We miss him. And he'll be probably on at some point this week anyway. So, and don't forget, Jake is still alive. He's still with us, still kicking. So if you guys miss him, message him on Instagram. Tell him
to come back to his children.
Tell him, Papa, can you hear me? And he'll come. Papa, can you hear me?
Dirt kids need him back.
His dirt children need him back. Oh yeah, and you can follow us all on Instagrams. Just go ahead and look it up on the episode. And with that, goodbye and good day.
Bye.
Bye.